again.
Of the Budget Personnel and Nominating Budget Committee? Seeing none, I'll move on to item four, which is the Set and File Summary of Actions from the June 24th, 2019 meeting. Any public comment? Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion by Carbone, second by Lopez. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That passes unanimously. Let's go on to item number five, which is to receive a report and recommend adoption of a resolution to the Board of Directors approving a fiscal year 2019-2020 budget revision in the amount of $429,600 from a disencumbered prior year AB 2766 grant.
Okay, so good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So I've got a report that came from the planning division. They have three grants. I know I have six on there, but it's actually three, and they want to disencumber those grants and put those funds back into the AB 2766 fund for use with other new grants. So the three grants that are on here, they expired, and one of them just couldn't. They couldn't fund the difference, so they decided to proceed with the grant. It's a total of $429,600 that would go back into the fund.
Any questions? Any public comment? Seeing none. Motion by Lopez. Second by Carbone. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That passes unanimously. Item number six is to receive a report on other post-employment benefits, OPEB trust account for the quarter ending June 30th, 2019.
Okay, so this item is a report that we receive quarterly from PARS, and they are they take care of our OPEB fund. Currently, for the quarter ended June 30th, we had an income of $23,222. Our total investment to date is $163,067. So this is a long-term investment that we have. Our target rate per year is 6%, I mean 7%, and right now we're showing a little bit under 6.09% return. This is, like I said, a long-term investment.
Any questions? All right, seeing none. Thank you for that report.
Okay.
Now we're going to receive a report and recommend adoption of the resolution approving fiscal year 2019-2020. Budget revisions per Schedule A to the Board of Directors.
Okay, so this is another, we received a request to adjust the budget. This is coming from the Engineering and Compliance Department. So we have money set aside for fixed assets. We're working on a database, to get a new database program, and we're we need some additional funding. We're increasing our funding in our grant. It'd be 617 funding, so we're increasing that by 55,000. And we just picked up a new refrigeration management contract for $24,948. So we have several monies from the IT consultant that we'd like to transfer that over to professional services instead of putting those in the fixed assets. So we're just kind of moving funds around. Not much of a difference in as far as the financial impact. We just kind of want to move around into professional services.
That makes sense. I guess my only question is there a way, like this seems so straightforward, but is there a way that you can do it without board action?
We have board policies. And then we need to get money adopted into our budget, new money. That's one of the reasons we're saying. Yeah, we try to do some of the smaller things.
It seems like just between the categories of IT,
right,
and
yeah.
They're all sort of the same.
I can keep them off the list if you like.
Yeah, no. I mean, follow policy.
Okay.
I was just saying. Any other questions? Comments? Motion? Okay. Motion by Lopez. Second by Carbone. All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? That passes unanimously. Item number eight is to receive the Monterey County Treasurer's Report on for investments for the quarter ending June 30th, 2019.
Okay, so this is our quarterly report. Our overall yield for this quarter was 2.42%, which is higher than the last quarter. And it is higher than the same quarter of 2018. It also includes the Treasurer's investment policy that was updated for the fiscal year 19-20. And all the backup information is attached. Any questions on it?
I do not. I don't think it's 2%.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right, well, that's just a report, so that brings us to adjournment to the next, the General Board of Directors. Thank you.